went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. It's a beautiful day. It's cold as hell, but why not bring two people back together for a second date?
Oh, yes, girl. We love bringing people together, and we love hearing all the details about the dating world.
Yeah.
What's going on right now out there?
And then we take it, then we gossip to Madtown and surrounding areas.
Oh, yeah.
And thank goodness Chad has the guts to do so, because he is on the phone. Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Hey, good. I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
We're good,
no,
man.
We're good.
So tell us, you're calling in because you miss a certain someone that you went on a date with. Who is she?
Yeah.
Well, her name's Kristen, and we met on this dating app. I guess a lot of people use it, called Plenty of Fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We hear this is cool. The hookup site.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
We had a lot of fun. We both like to play games, pinball, air hockey, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Cute.
And we both love pizza. I mean, who doesn't love pizza?
Oh, my gosh. I love pizza.
That's right.
Yeah. It was our favorite food and one of our favorite pizza spots. It's called Grandpa's Pizzeria.
I haven't been to Grandpa's Pizzeria.
I haven't either, but I heard it's like great pizza.
Grandpa's Pizzeria. Okay,
yeah.
Very good. All right. So you met on Plenty of Fish. You had a little pizza at Grandpa's Pizzeria. How did the conversation go?
Oh, we didn't go to Grandpa's Pizzeria. We were talking and that's our favorite pizzeria.
So oh, I got you.
Yeah, we decided to make a dinner date.
Mm.
And I told her about one of the best pizza places in town. And I told her that I was going to surprise her and basically picked her up for the date and took her to the place. And it's called Cece's Pizza.
Okay. You know, I live in Maisel, Maine. I don't get out to these places in Madison, so I miss out on all these yummy, delicious things I could be putting in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard of Cece Pizza, so
Well, we need to go now.
Yeah, we do.
I thought we had a great time.
Yeah.
Great food, fun games.
Cute.
But
they have games.
Not really sure why she's not calling me back.
All right.
Huh.
Well, I like that. You know, I think it's always fun to, you know, play like if you're younger. So pinball, hockey. I love going to the roller rink. I always think it's super cute for a date.
Yeah.
So this sounds fun. I mean, you have a lot in common. Then you took her to CC. How was the attraction? Did you feel the vibe?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. I felt the vibe and everything was amazing. We had a lot of fun playing the games. And I thought, you know, she loved the pizza. And
Yeah,
just not sure why she's not calling back.
Okay, so how long has it been? Like, how did that date end, though?
Yeah,
did you, like, kiss? So you walk her to her car? Did she leave you?
She kind of just got up and left.
She had
maybe to do something. So, yeah, she left. Okay. So I stayed and played games.
Wow.
All right, well
that's kind of mean.
Maybe
she just left
pizza is not that great. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure it's fabulous.
Okay.
All right, my man. This is what we're going to do. We will play a song, and then when we get back, we'll call Kristen and see why she decided just to leave you at a pizza joint while you're just having fun. How many days or weeks has it been? Sometimes it's been a year for people.
Yeah.
It's been about 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, that's long enough.
Yeah.
All right. We'll figure this out. Hopefully a second date between Chad and Kristen next, or Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. At Tracy, we have Chad on the phone. I got to give it to you, Chad. You do have one of those voices that sounds very delicious.
Ooh,
I don't know if you get that all the time, but you just have one of those voices like, ooh, he sounds hot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chad,
I'm digging the voice, Chad.
Now we made him all embarrassed.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Chad.
So we got Chad on the phone. He went out with Kristen. He met her on Plenty of Fish. Now, usually Plenty of Fish is a dating site where you hook up. I mean, it's not that very serious.
It's known for that.
Right.
Yeah. So they both, it sounds like they both like to play games, pinball, air hockey. They both love pizza. They like Grandpa's Pizzeria. It's like their favorite place. But I guess he knew of a better place.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to surprise her and take her. It's a place called CC.
Right.
So they went. He said they had a great time. It was great food, fun games there. But he hasn't heard back from her in like 2 weeks.
She kind of just like left him there with a slice of pizza in his mouth and him playing a pinball game. Not very cool.
No, that's
it's been
not funny.
2 weeks. So, Chad, are you ready? We're going to call her.
Sure.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kristen?
This is Shane.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
This is Krista and Tracy. We are calling from a radio station out here in Madison called Krista the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You might have heard of us.
Hi. Yeah.
What's up, girl?
What is up?
Ooh. Well, we are happy we got a hold of you.
I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is. I mean,
it is. We forget sometimes.
Well, right. We're just two random chicks calling people out here in our area.
Yep.
Listen, girl, we're calling you because there is someone that enjoyed playing with you. Let's just say that.
Okay.
First, you guys played on Plenty of Fish. You dabbled. And then you decided to dabble on together to a really great pizza place at CC's. You played some games.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just got up and left. Do you remember Chad? You know, super sweet, hot voice.
Mm-hmm.
Likes to play.
That's right.
With you.
Wait. Yeah, I remember him, but this isn't the full story.
Oh, it's not? What's the full story? What's
the tea? He said it was called CC.
Yeah, he said the pizza place was called CC.
It was Chuck E. Cheese.
What? Wait, really? Really?
Yes.
That's CC.
Well, that is CC.
Wow. It was actually Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, but that makes it sound classier, guys. This is Chuck E. Cheese we're talking about.
Whoa. No way. He took it to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that's right around the corner from us.
I haven't heard this.
Oh, wow. Man. Okay, so sweet. So wait, back it up a second.
Yeah.
Did he like pick you up on the date and bring you, or did he give you an address and say, meet me here at CC's?
Right.
No, he picked me up and he was just like, we're going to this cool place. It's called CC. The pizza is better than anywhere you've ever had. It's going to be great.
Oh, my God.
And then we pull up there.
Really?
I wouldn't even know what to do.
You know what? I would, knowing me, I'd be like, really, dude? But I would laugh and think, okay, this will be fun. Because I like to do those fun things. I don't care.
No.
I'm a kid at heart. But yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. So,
I kind of went along with it, too, but also
you did.
I was hoping to get some kick-ass pizza, and
this
wasn't that. You
are not going to get that there, girl.
He said Chuck E. Cheese had better pizza than Grandpa's Pizzeria.
Well, hey.
No.
No. Kirsten, here's some little side spilling the tea for you.
Yeah.
Did you know that Chuck E. Cheese actually just announced that they're getting rid of all their animatronics? They're getting rid of all of them.
Yeah, like the tokens and everything.
Yeah,
really?
They're going to make it into a dance floor now. Yeah. A dance party for kids. Mm-hmm. Maybe you go back and
have maybe
fun
you'll
time
go
there.
Back and do that. Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that to the kids.
Okay. Well, listen, now we totally get it.
Yeah, we get it now.
And something you might get is the fact that you are on Second Date Update, Sweet Cheeks, but Chad, he's been on the phone this entire time listening. Wow, Chad.
Chad.
You taking her to higher places here in Madison.
Yeah. You didn't mention Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, do you want to explain?
Yeah.
Have an explanation?
Oh, wow. I mean, she sounds pissed.
I still think Chuck E. Cheese is the best pizza.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Agree to disagree.
Wow.
I'm in between jobs and, and Chuck E. Cheese has all the games you can play for $10. I'm not sure what the problem is.
Okay.
Wow. I like crying.
I've never heard of this.
Chad, come on, man. Listen, it's Chuck E. Cheese pizza. We're talking about pizza that tastes like cardboard at the best that they can do. This is not top of the line.
Well, I'm sure the pizza's gotten better since then.
You can play all the games you want for $10.
Wow. That's a good deal.
I know.
Yeah, but the games don't make the pizza taste better.
No, it does not.
That's a good point.
You know, when I think of a good pizza place, I'm thinking like the Roman Candle.
Oh my gosh, I love the Roman Candle.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Heck, there's the Pizza Ranch.
Like an artisanal pizza place.
Yeah. Some classic Pizza Hut.
Right.
But you know what, Chad?
Yeah, no good pizza. This wasn't that.
All right. Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is really what we're here today to do.
Yes.
Kirsten, Chad really likes you, though.
He does.
He liked playing these games with you.
See?
He got along.
Yeah.
He thinks you're super sweet, super cute.
Yeah.
So how about do a round two?
Okay. The reason I didn't just leave Chuck E. Cheese and go to Grandpa's Pizzeria is because Chad was cool, and we did have a good time.
Oh.
Despite that, we're going to agree to disagree on the pizza, but I'm down. I'm down.
Wow. Really?
I'm shocked. Okay.
All right, I'll let her pick the next pizza place then.
Oh, that would
so
be good. Yeah, that would.
That's
a great
nice.
Call. Yeah, you should definitely.
Well, good.
Do that.
I think that's good. And here's the thing, Tracy and I will actually flip the tab for you guys.
Yeah, we will. So you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Cool.
Yeah. For sure. Oh, wow. Awesome. There you go. You know what? You know where they can get some good pizza?
Where?
They can go to the bowling alley.
Okay. That's not a step up from Chuck E. Cheese.
All right, girl.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.